We're here at the NFL Draft with Coach Steve Mariucci. And Coach, we last talked to you at the Super Bowl when Adrian was accepting his FedEx Ground Player of the Year award. So I have to ask you, looking at the running backs in this year's draft, we'll start off there. Are there any future Adrian Petersons? I know people talk about Ezekiel Elliott, but that's kind of a high bar, right?
That is the highest bar. There's not an Adrian Peterson, okay? The Vikings are so lucky to have that guy. I don't know what the reason is. There hasn't been a lot of first-round backs. Yeah, Gurley and Gordon last year. But before that, 2 years in a row without a first-round running back. And everybody's saying, well, we've devalued the position. Well, maybe because there wasn't an Adrian Peterson available in the draft. Maybe it's because some of these kids share the load with another tailback or two tailbacks in some cases. But Ezekiel Elliott is the best back, the most complete back in the draft. You get a Derrick Henry that might move up into the first round or early second round, Devontae Booker. But you thinking the Vikings are going to draft a running back? Well, maybe they need a wide receiver for Teddy Bridgewater, don't you?
And that's who you had him taken too in NFL Network's mock draft live. You had the. Of course, I watched. We love that. I look forward to when you guys do that. But why Josh Doctson there?
Well, here's why. I like Corey Coleman too. I don't know that Laquon Treadwell is going to be available. Will Fuller is another possibility. Had him on Game Changers. Good kid, fastest guy, 4.32. But I was looking for height. That's all. They're all good players. When you're talking about trying to improve the passing game with Teddy Bridgewater and being better in the red zone, the taller target is beneficial in some ways. Stephon Diggs did a heck of a job for Maryland. Fifth rounder, who'd have thunk? And he did a nice job. So I think giving Teddy Bridgewater a weapon, it's even going to benefit Adrian Peterson. I think that would be where they go.
And I have to get your insights on our coach, too, and Coach Zimmer, a guy who waited a long time to become a head coach. But what have you thought about the job that he's done in just 2 years?
Yeah, fantastic. He's done a nice job, too, of hiring a staff. To have a guy like North Turner around is really good. So he doesn't even have to mess with the offense. He can stay over here and do his thing. He's got so much respect from his team. He coaches them hard. He's kind of an old-school guy, you know. He's a hard coach, and I think the players respond to him. Rick Spielman's been drafting very well, got some good young kids over there that are going to grow and stick around, hopefully sign a second contract for him. So I like where the Vikings are headed.
Yeah, and they got a very young defense, and Zimmer's gotten the most out of that young defense. As a coach, what's the key to coaching some of those young guys?
I think you got to know that they're not perfect and that they're going to make a mistake once in a while, and you got to coach them up and get them to a point where they're not repeating mistakes, but they maintain their confidence and they grow through those mistakes. But having the success they've had really helps develop their confidence and their mojo. And I think, you know, with Barr and all these young guys that they have, you got a heck of a bunch of good quarterbacks in that division, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford over there. And you know, you got to be able to play defense, otherwise forget about it. But this team is built to win.
Coach, we always enjoy talking to you and look forward to the coverage over the next couple of days here.
Thanks. A lot of fun being here.